Welcome, fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that somewhat randomly, reviews all the great wrestling, grappling, boxing, and movies, and soon to be, like we mentioned in the episode before, UFC, provided by the Fight TV app. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and I have a co-host. He's the one and only Finn Fish. Finn, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. So far we get wrestling on Fight.
Yep.
Boxing on Fight.
Yep.
MMA on Fight.
Yep.
Grappling on Fight.
Yep.
Muay Thai kickboxing on Fight.
Oh yeah?
And we are What's on Fight.
That's right.
That's right. It's a bunch of nerds here.
Nerds.
But yeah, we got a very exciting show because you started it off. And it is Rocky Mountain Pro, Season 2, Episode 1 and 2. This is exciting for you, huh? Your favorite promotion once again. And you were at this taping, I believe, somehow.
Yes, I was. I was there, for all the tapings for Fight TV, including, like we mentioned, Milestone 7, which happened, as of time of recording this, a few weeks ago, but that should be premiering on Fight TV in a few weeks, with the calendar now rolling over to September. So that's going to be real exciting. Like I said at our last episode, the most fun, frenzy, independent show I've ever been to. Everybody was into it. And it didn't hurt that, the Jefferson County, fair was, happening at the same time. So I think they got a lot of, people that came to see that as well. You did have to buy a separate ticket for, to get it in unless you, did what I did, was purchase a ticket for this event. And that also included the entrance into the, fairground. But, that's in the future. But right now, we are going to be actually talking about episodes 1 and 2 of Rocky Mountain Pro Season 2.
Yeah.
So.
Really quick, were you able to wear your dark black coal provided by the Fight TV t-shirt?
Yeah, I was. I didn't have it yet at the time of this recording, but you will see it for Milestone 7. I did wear it at Milestone 7, and should see it. My friend that went with me had our What's on Fight shirt on, so you'll be able to, like you had mentioned, give her a basketball hoop award for Milestone 7, and I'll be right next to her.
Super cool, and those are nice shirts. Funny enough, we tried to go the same color they went, and they went black on us.
Huh? Yeah.
We thought they were going to come out with the red shirt. That's a nice shirt. They said we did a t-shirt exchange with none other than Mike Webb. So that was pretty cool.
Mike Weber.
Mike Webber. Still messing up the guy's name. Mike Webber, we did a t-shirt exchange with Fight, and they sent us t-shirts, which is super cool. I'm going to wear mine, I'm going to wear the FSW is having another big event, and this is the biggest event they ever had. This is the Mecca. This is going to be one of the largest wrestling shows in Las Vegas because Friday and Saturday, ROH will be in town, where none other than Kenny King will be going after the ROH, television title. And on Sunday at Sam's Town, it would be, all these events are at Sam's Town, which is wild. Again, will be FSW's Mecca show. But on that same day, it is, I think, WWE's No Mercy, which is viewed at Sam's Town. So there's a conflict of interest there. I'll probably go to the Mecca show, but and wear my Lucha Underground t-shirt. And I think my friend, she has gotten the red hot What's on Fight t-shirt. But maybe I'm going to cool it down with the nice black Fight shirt, because they're going to be on Fight Night for that event. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Either one we pick, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, but and you're going to fight like you mean it.
Yeah, fight like you mean it. Yeah, I think it sounds better when Sol Calvao says it.
Yeah.
But let's get into this episode.
Okay. All right, so we got episode 1, season 2. We start off with a highlight package from season 1. Showed a lot of the storylines of what happened in season 1. I thought that was really well done. RMP, I mean, and I'm not just saying this because they're my local promotion, but they're doing this right. They're getting you, just in case if you hadn't binge watched all of season 1 before season 2 started, you got a good highlight of all pretty much everything that happened, everything the in season 1 that led us to the opening of season 2. So got that. We start off the episode. Mercury Matt Yaden, friend of the show, comes out to the ring, does a little bit about the same, talks about season 1 and hypes up season 2. And like we had mentioned in our last episode of What's on Fight, he mentioned the same thing. Well, who did it? Who laid out himself, Vince Russo, and Titus Machiavelli, you know, at the cliffhanger. So got that. Shortly after he questioned it, of course, we get the 4-point cartel interrupting him, and Titus gets on the mic, and they're claiming that Yaden did it.
Yeah.
So got some fingers pointed.
And I believe Machiavelli, so seems like a trustworthy guy, so I think Matt Yaden did do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, so we got fingers being pointed. Unfortunately, Vince isn't around to put his input in. He's in physical therapy because he got hit really hard, I guess. So, but anyways, you know, they mentioned that, you know, Yaden really isn't supposed to be there because, you know, he lost the school and everything, the wrestling academy, the Hoodlum Wrestling Academy, now we renamed, and they bring a bunch of students to escort Yaden out of the ring. So just got to see a couple of the students that we'll probably see eventually down the road in season 2 and definitely season 3 actually get into matches. But the one in the green shirt, Kevin Solis, he will be in season 2. Just, I can tell you that right now. So, he's one of the newest, graduates of the, academy. Actually graduated before Hoodlum took over. Just, pulling down the curtain. So he's not, but so that was kind of, he noticed that was kind of maybe the hard thing when, they were trying to escort him out of the ring. So, yeah.
Which is a nice touch, bringing the students out to get their former trainer out of the ring. So that was pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty heartfelt. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Kick his ass out of the ring.
Yeah. But before they get him out of the ring area, the Left Coast Gorillas challenge Yaden to a match later in the night, in the episode. Accepted, so we'll have that to look forward to. That'll be the main event of the night, the episode. So, kind of starting off with a good segment there.
Yeah, there's something to watch later on. We get the funny, super funny. This shit was hilarious. The Hoodlum Pro Wrestling Academy commercial.
Right.
We'll take everything. We'll take your wife if she cooks.
She must cook.
Yeah, she must cook. Oh, that was. I like that.
Everything you own, we'll take your kids, but they must be potty trained.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're interested in joining, you can, give them a call at 867-5309. I think the secretary over there may be Jenny. You know, the website still the same, but it'll be changed, eventually. So, they still haven't changed the website, but.
Yeah, you think it'd be easy change over. They need 4 Point Cartel needs to get on that. Get their webmaster. Yeah,
they need a little IT support, so.
Yeah. So, only thing I didn't like about this. See why I got heat. Matt Yaden talked way too much. He was out there for a long time. Yeah. I did not like
that. Yeah. Yeah, maybe, he was out there a little bit before, a little too long before the 4 Point Cartel, came out to interrupt him. So I can definitely see that.
I was alright because I was distracted.
What were you distracted by?
A guy in the first row wearing a bright red hot t-shirt. Couldn't read the front of it. A little blurry, but yeah. Guy in the front row wearing a red hot t-shirt.
So. Yeah. Well, HD can only get you so far, though. But, yeah. As far as I could tell, it was a great-looking t-shirt.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Might copy that design for our t-shirt.
But, yeah.
But we get the first matchup of the night.
Well, before we get to the first match, we did go backstage. We got a backstage promo with Yaden. He's talking about how the excitement of season 2 and his match tonight against his handicap match against Left Coast Gorillas.
This is where I thought he talked too much. He did a promo, they went to the commercial, and he's cutting another promo. He could have cut this after the first match. They need to put this after the first match.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess their thought was that I can see that, but maybe their thought was just let's put everything together instead of sandwiching the beginning where they were challenged, put the match in there and then have him cut his promo. I can definitely see that. So
it breaks it up a little, so it's like, oh, that's right, we do got this main event. Instead of the beginning and everything, the main event later, and then done, and we don't hear nothing until the main event.
Right, yeah, because you just did the segment, the opening segment. You could have your match, and then you can go, oh, remember, later on tonight, we're having the main event handicap match. Instead, they're, keeping you tuned. You know, a lot of you'll see a lot of radio will do that, later on in this, radio program, we're having such and such join us, but up first we have this person. Yeah. So yeah, they could have flip flopped that and, probably made it, make sure you did stay tuned to the episode. So yeah, I can see that. I would have done that. That would probably have been a little better.
And then hopefully my season 3 matchup for the hair versus hair. Filter versus Curtis Cole. Right now it's Filter versus Curtis Cole. And, I feel bad for Curtis Cole. Both these guys have been on Who's on Fight segment. Man.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, it was, just a match, that we had in here. There was really no setup. They just, got in there, and fought, of course, as we saw, I think towards the end of, I'm going to hold that because, we just, had just a basic match here. Curtis, is hitting Filter with a flurry of shots and bumps and stuff like that, but Filter is a big guy and nothing is phazing him.
He's getting past the Filter.
Yeah, Curtis's unorthodox style, still just wouldn't do anything with him. And so Filter just basically squashes Cole and picks up the easy win. I hate to say that, so hopefully Curtis doesn't get mad at me. But yeah, so just a quick little match. You know, we got here setting up stuff for the future, I can say. So
hair versus hair.
Hair versus hair. Oh God, that would be something. So.
Right.
So, yeah, right. After this, and I want to go ahead and take this because, it's something, that was a little different that we hadn't seen before. So, when they, getting ready for the next match here, we get a, some video from a, live event. It was, what Rocky Mountain Pro has is their other show, which is right now, currently just, on, YouTube. It's Ignition, so it's their live event shows. We had a live event where Alligato and Nanny AC were wrestling at the Rock House Pub. And as we were leaving Season 1, Nanny AC was the champion. But between Season 1 and Season 2, we had this Ignition event, and we had... They showed where Alligato regained the Lockout championship. So they wanted to put that in here because people might have got confused when Alligato entered the ring, but she had the champion, but she wasn't the champion when Season 1 ended. So it was good that they put that in there. I keep mentioning to them that, you know, hopefully we can get Ignition on Fight TV as well. The only thing that is different with Ignition usually has only about, one or two matches per episode. So they'd have to maybe put three matches or do a little bit of, filler, backstage segments, things of that nature, just to maybe, beef up the time in the episodes. But we'll see. We'll see if that happens in the future. So, yeah. So, you know, that was just something they wanted to put out there. But getting back to the episode, we get a Alligato versus Nanny AC versus Unholy Trinity match here.
It's a great match. I'm high on Alligato. Who's been on? Who's on Fight?
Yep.
So as a Nanny AC is actually a nanny that likes air conditioning. She's been on our Who's on Fight, What's on Fight segment as well. So we gotta get Unholy Trinity now. Does she talk? Maybe.
She does.
She growls.
Breaking the fourth wall or breaking kayfabe. She, character wise, I can tell you guys this. She grunts and has some vocabulary, yeah, as you would think, from the Unholy Trinity character, but it's definitely easier for her to break character for her interviews. So yeah, so maybe I'll try to reach out to her, see if we can get her on.
I wanted not to talk. I don't know. I just wanted to play the Unholy Trinity character, like. But yeah, great match.
We get a headlock spot in the match. Thought that was pretty cool. But it was kind of funny because Stuart Campbell, the lead announcer, a commentator, was calling it a headlock, and Titus called him out. It's like, there's only three people there. So
Titus was out.
Titus was commentating, and he called Stuart out because. The Stuart Scott, I forget. I'm not familiar with, he's new to us, new to the promotion.
Wait a second, his name's Stuart Scott?
No, he's, Campbell is his last name, but I forget if it's Stuart Campbell or Scott Campbell, I forget.
Okay, I was like, his name's not Stuart Scott, no, hell no.
Yeah, no. but it's kind of funny that Titus called him out. It's like, there's only three competitors, so they can't have a headlock. So there was a lot of back and forth, between the three, ladies in this match. Anything else before we get to the finisher?
I was listening in, And I could have sworn they said there was no DQ in this match. This is a three-way. And it was single pin. And then eventually it switched.
Yeah.
I think I wasn't sure if I caught. I'm like, well, what? I'll go back, and I didn't go back, so.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's weird because that's kind of how the match ended. We get Nanny AC. She grabs a garbage can lid from under the ring, hits Unholy Trinity with it. So she gets DQ'd, and because Unholy Trinity is knocked out, Alligato takes advantage of it and gets the win to retain the championship. So, yeah. So that was that. You, I agree. That was kind of weird because they may have not said that, but yeah. So I'd have to go look at it again, and see if that was the case. I forget, even though I was there in person, and you know, of course, rewatched it on Fight 2. So, but yeah. But there, yeah. It's kind of it was kind of weird.
And then, then we run backstage where Nanny AC's chasing down Alligato. She wants to be her friend, I guess.
Yeah.
They're like a team now.
Yeah, so one thing that they started breaking the curtain down, not too much, but with season two, is they have, of course, you know, these promotions will film backstage segments ahead of time, either at the event or, you know, a couple days before or whatever. But they've actually started setting it up so they can actually play these segments to us while we're at the event. So they weren't doing that before. So we got to see this. And of course you can kind, you know, luckily enough, there's nothing happened to the competitors, with them playing these, pre-recorded segments, like, you know, somebody getting cut or something like that, where you would definitely notice extremely, well that, you know, this was recorded before the match when it's actually technically supposed to be happening after the match. But so they were able to play these, for us. So we kind of got that good, feel that we were actually in an episode, because normally when these are recorded, the matches happen, they take a break to reset up or, you know, whatever they need to do to get ready for the next match to be recorded. So they're keeping us entertained a little bit, between these, matches, actually playing these segments. And, they did it all season long, which was definitely nice touch. But it's something I'm not going to necessarily, give them, extra credit on for my points, but just something that, if you guys are, the listeners are listening, something that is happening, in house when the recordings are, and the events are happening.
So Nanny AC wants to be a nanny to Gato's litter.
She definitely wants to make some friends. So, and we're gonna get a little bit of that down the road here in season two. So,
Gato is cat in El Español. So
yep.
Cats have litters. Nanny sees a nanny. So watch, just in case you don't get it.
right. We have smart listeners. I think they got it.
All right, and then we get the main event of episode one. We get the Left Coast Gorillas. Are any of them left-handed?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'll have to ask. I'll have to maybe get an autograph from Anaya and Hoodie and see if any of them sign left-handed.
Was it Amagestrius? Did he use both hands?
Yeah.
Alright. So, anyways. One versus Mercury Matt Yaden. This is good, because he's already at a disadvantage, so Matt Yaden's like, fuck this shit, I'm sneaking up on these fools. And stuck up on him. Hits him with a couple big time moves. But yeah. This wasn't a tag, was it? I'm trying to remember. Both guys ran at all times.
I think it was there was no tag necessary, so it was definitely a true handicap match in every sense of the word. He did get the sneak attack, but unfortunately, because the LCG is one of the baddest tag teams in Rocky Mountain Pro, they catch up on him and are just basically hitting him with their whole arsenal and flurry of moves on Yaden and beat him down. He attempted to come back. He started to, but unfortunately, the Left Coast Gorillas put him down fairly quickly. They hit the Gorilla Warfare. That's their finishing move. That's where you have one of them holds him up, and they do the leg drop from the top of the rope for the pin and the win. So, and I didn't know that was the name of the move until this episode. They've done it, of course, many times, but I didn't, unfortunately, I did not, even though I'm familiar with them, I didn't know that was the name of the move. So that was good. So that's on me. Sorry, guys. Sorry, Naya and Hoodie, if you guys are listening. I did not know that, but, I actually put that on, the commentators from season one. Not my fault, but, that's where we, end, episode one right there. Anything else, anything you have to say there about?
Great episode, big time main event, title match in the middle. I like it.
Yeah. Very, very, very well done. So like we did before, we did rate each episode individually and then collectively at the end. So if you gave episode one of season two of Rocky Mountain Pro a rating, what would you give them?
Very extremely high, because I got told this new story. I didn't like the beginning. It was way too long, but they had to tell a story. It was the first episode of the season, so you can't fault them too much. It's not in the middle of the season. So I'm gonna push an 8 out for them.
Okay, and I'm gonna do the same. I'm giving them a nice solid 8 for episode number 1. So we will then now roll into episode number 2, season 2, and we start off the episode with Titus Machiavelli comes out to the ring, does a little bit of talking. But he interrupts himself and says, let's just do it. Let's bring out the Mile High Express, which is the team of Curtis Cole and Humphrey Jacobs the First. And so they're out there for a second. And he kind of cuts himself a little shortly, too, and goes ahead and sets up a match. And we have their opponents is going to be the team of Mario Vanger and Steven Ashburn, which are respectively the Rocky Mountain Pro champion and the Charge champion. So we got a face and a heel, having to team up to take on the tag champion. So we got all four male title holders in the opening match of the episode. So they're coming out hot, as you would say.
Yeah, sure. Got Aligato the ref this match.
There you go. That would have been a 10 for Finn right there.
Yeah, I mean, this is a pretty good tag match.
Yeah,
I thought it was for the tag team titles at one point. I probably just thought of that. I don't know why. Was this the match or was this later on?
No, this was the match. They did the match right there. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So, yeah, the tag match was fairly quick match. Got some good, high spots in impactful spots right, at the beginning. However, they didn't unfortunately, talk about this, I don't think, in the episode, but it's been on, this is where I cut myself off. Curtis Cole and Humphrey Jacobs the First have been in the Ignition events between season one and season two have been kind of going at each other a little bit. And that's, they didn't really kind of mention that in this episode, but we did get a little bit that they were jawjacking at each other a little bit in this match. And because of that, Mario Vanger was able to roll up Jacobs for the win in this match. But at the same time, Ashburn kind of left Vanger out to dry and defend for himself in this match.
Ash burned Vanger?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but being a Rocky Mountain Pro Champion, he fought through it and still got the win for his team.
Right.
But he was pissed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and we'll see that here very, very shortly in this episode, that he's upset about that.
We get another great commercial from the Hoodie Pro Wrestling Academy. The same one as before.
Yeah, it's the same one. Yeah. I'd like, if you guys are, the RMP guys are listening, I'd like to see some more, cool episodes, some more commercials to help promote the product. I do like that about Rocky Mountain Pro. They're able to, do commercials for themselves. So that would be kind of cool. And if you guys want some talent to be in the commercial or to help, I'm here. So throwing it out there. I'll take a bump or whatever you guys want.
Did we get Mario Vanger cut in a promo?
Yes.
He's upset with Ashburn.
He's upset that he walked out on him. And very fittingly, like we have mentioned before, this is at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in their one of their previously used livestock arenas. So we got him backstage in the stalls, and Vanger is basically telling that, you know, he is the biggest hoss in the barn, so he's gonna get back at Ashburn. So I hope my German accent kind of went there a little good on the hoss. So
I thought Vanger was a
he's Austrian.
They speak German in Austria?
I believe they do.
I don't know.
I should talk to him. I should ask him if he knows a little bit of German.
Oh, they probably.
Yeah. And I do. I can tell him. Ich bin Ausländer und spreche nicht Deutsch. So.
Okay. Let me go on a side tangent real quick.
Okay.
When people go, wow, I can speak five languages. It's like, okay. I mean, when you're Austrian, they're like, that's not really all that impressive, because you grew up speaking five languages. It's not, you learn five languages, because in that area, all people speak different languages. So technically, being an American, I speak five different languages. I speak five different American languages. Right? Technically, you know, since you can speak English, you can speak English again, you can speak Australian. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like,
right.
It's different. So over there, not many words are the same, but it's the culture, because we grew up around a lot of people. I speak a little bit of Spanish because I hang out with Mexicans, and you know. So it's not that hard to know five languages. If you know five totally different languages, that's pretty awesome. If I knew Mandarin, because I'm not near people that speak Mandarin, that'd be a little bit harder. If you're around in that area, those languages are in the area you grew up in. It's not that complicated. So that's it. Okay, let's get back to Danger Dean.
So our next match is Danger Dean versus the Shooter, Tyler Stinson.
Okay, run on another tangent real fast. That's a good one.
And I got a little bit of tangent about this episode too, so.
Okay, not this
go
much.
Ahead.
But Danger Dean is, nothing to do with Danger Dean or this episode, but my niece is named Deja. I call her Danger Girl. This is like Deja Girl. So, that's pretty much it though. She does, I sing songs about her doing danger stunts throughout her life. So every time I see her, I just start singing a song about Danger Girl doing, beating up people and stuff like that. She thinks it's hilarious. So that's probably my quick little side note about me and my niece Danger Girl. All right.
So my little tangent about this particular match was, this match was recorded on the first night they recorded, and the rest of the episode was the second, recording. 'Cause you'll notice, in episode two, I noticed, 'cause it's easy to notice yourself, that, I was in the front row for this match for Dangerous Dean and Tyler Stinson, but I was, on camera side, but I was in the first row on a different side of the ring for the rest of the episode. And it's weird because, this one is sandwiched in between. And I don't know, they're not necessarily giving the illusion that, this is a continuous, but it's just something you notice. Well, you can notice too, because there's a lot more, the people behind, in the second row and things of that nature are different as well. But it's just something a little bit different, that's noticeable. I'm not sure if they're trying to do that or trying to avoid it or anything, but it's just something I definitely noticed. And it does happen. We know it happens, especially when you're recording and you're not live to tape while you're premiering, your promotion. So just, that was my little side tangent. But anyways, we get back to the match, and, it was really hard to cheer because we got two faces, facing each other here. Stinson starts off, toying with, Dean with a few little, kicks to the leg. So that was pretty good. And, you know, Danger was, playing off. Yeah, you got me. I gotcha. They did mention that, Dean is coming back from quote unquote retirement. I thought that was kind of weird because I had seen him, you know, in a lot of different, promotions around, here in Denver. That was kind of weird. I think it was actually technically, I think he was just getting back from an injury, you know, a few months ago or whatever like that. And of course we got to see him in episode one. He got to commentate, for a little while. So, you know, him being a local, disc jockey, radio personality in Colorado Springs, which is south of Denver. So that's kind of cool, but we had a great technical match here. You know, just a quite little match. Nothing storyline wise, unfortunately, but just a match, nothing leading up to this. But a good match. Great to see, Tyler doing some, wrestling moves, even though, you know, his background is of course MMA. But do you have anything before we get into the finish of this match?
No, wrap up Danger Dean.
Okay. So, and that's what, Stinson did do. He, put, with his MMA background, puts, Dean into an arm bar, and, Dean taps out. So, got the, submission. After the match, they, shook hands and gave a hug to each other, and Titus was so impressed with that. a good, solid match, you know, here on the episode, so.
Okay, and now for our main event of the night, we got, the Charge champion, what's his name?
Steven Ashburn. Yep.
Steven Ashburn versus the Rocky Mountain Pro Champion and Mario Vandross in a non-title match. No title on the line.
Yeah, no title. It was they mentioned it was, title versus title in the splash screen match, but, so they were really careful saying there was title versus title, but not title for title. 'Cause I think that's different. But just in case, I would have liked them just say, hey, it's champion versus champion, instead of saying it was title versus title, because people will get confused thinking that when you say title versus title instead of champion versus champion, that they think that both are on the line. So just, I think they that's one thing they probably just need to change. Simple change in the vocabulary, because people will get confused. Especially a little foreshadowing, later in season two, we may see something to that effect. Yeah. But, they start off here with a lot of great impactful moves and a lot of back and forth to start the match. And that's kind of, how it should be. I mean, you got, both champions, both the male champions, the top two champions, in singles champions in the, promotion, going at each other. You know, both these guys are great, great competitors, great workers, great talent, great guys, a little behind the curtain. Got to actually talk to Steven a long time, at, Milestone VIP meet and greets. Don't get to see him very often. But I actually got to talk to him for quite a lot of time at the meet and greet. So it was kind of cool to actually sit and talk with him, because I had a chance to really see him very much, during intermission, things of that nature. But anyways, so a lot of good match, just, things, you know, what they had to do here in this match. Anything else you have to say about this match?
No, not right when you roll into the finish. I got my comments.
Okay. So, we do all the stuff. Ashburn, though, goes ahead and, you know, being the heel, decides to go hit a low blow on Vanger and gets disqualified. So the winner of the match is, Mario Vanger. But yeah, go ahead.
Here's my technique when I play wrestling games. If I am the champion, I get DQ'd every time.
Right.
If my belt's on the line, I go outside the ring, I grab the chair, give me a better match. I do not, give me a ladder match, tables match, no disqualification match. I do not wrestle for my title. And my nephew knows this when he plays me a lot. I do not wrestle for my title in a regular match, because I'm going to go get DQ'd and you're not going to beat me. So if you're going to beat me, you're going to put on a different match so I lose. I have to lose. Ashburn's like, I don't give a shit. This ain't for the belt. Who cares? I'm going to soften his punk ass up. I'm going to hit him with a weapon. Or hit him low blow, and, you know. Because it doesn't matter, you know. So I do understand, Ashburn's throughout the night. I don't need to be in this tag match. This doesn't mean nothing to me. Whatever. I'm out. And I'm fighting a champ, not for the title. I do not care. I want that. He has a title, but I want his title. And this is the way to get it, is by, I don't need to beat him. I just need to beat him down. I need him to want me versus me wanting him. So.
Yeah, well, that's true. But that is a little bit of a tricky slope for Ashburn, because that's how he won the Charge Championship, is because, the triple threat match that he had in season one versus, I believe it was Curtis Cole and Tyler Stinson. There was a DQ, and the DQ that happened that led him to win the championship, because there's no champion advantage in Rocky Mountain Pro. One of the things that makes, Rocky Mountain Pro different than a lot of other promotions.
How did they get rid of that rule?
No, it's still there.
Oh. Oh, okay. But in this match, you don't, it wasn't for the title anyway, so bam.
Wasn't for the title anyway. It was champion versus champion, even though they said title versus title. So, like you said, they're, beating down Vanger, Ashburn's beating down Vanger, after the match. So we'll have to see if there's any repercussions happening because of that, because shortly after this, Vanger gets some help out of the ring, and that's how they go off the air for season two, or for episode two of season two.
Very good episode as well. I like Ashburn's whole deal. I don't care. Don't need this. I'm after all the titles in the main title. So I'm going to give this one, I like, there's two different episodes. I ain't talking about the first episode. Machiavelli was on commentary. Everything was good, but I'm going to just drop them down to a 7. Not much progressed in this, episode. So.
Right. Yeah. And I see that. And, one of the, things that was, kind of missing is their wrap up that they did really well in season one of from episode to episode. And, like I said, they hadn't mentioned that in, Ignition that, the Mile High Express were having, internal problems. And so they kind of need to mention that because, if there, I would suspect that there may be people that are watching the product, just via Fight and not going to YouTube and watching the Ignition. So I would just say, yeah, they probably need to try to work on the recaps for from episode to episode to kind of get it going. Two, you know, they're trying to fit in a lot of stuff at the recordings. The recordings used to be a little bit longer. They used to record a lot more, so, but I don't think they're trying to not keep us there, too late in the night when they're recording these, before they get them all polished up for Fight TV. So, yeah, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I'm going to go ahead and agree with you as well for, episode two, giving them a, nice, just solid 7 there, just because, you know, the product looks good. It's, you know, sounds good. Everything's mixed really well. You know, great arena, especially, you know, that's kind of the biggest things. Camera work is always good. With them, I think it's even progressed from like season one, episode one, when there was a few things that seemed to be a little off, but I think they've kind of found their footing when it comes to camera work. So yeah. So collectively, like we did before, when we reviewed Rocky Mountain Pro before, what would you collectively score, Rocky Mountain Pro season one or season two, episodes one and two together?
That's gonna give us 8.
Yeah. And I'm going to agree with them too. Episode 1 was very, very good, especially with the highlights from the season 1 beginning. That's what kind of sold me. It's like, oh yeah, it's time. It's, you know, because we've been waiting for a little while to get season 2 to come back after season 1 was ended. So yeah, so I'm going to agree with that as well.
So you want to be cool, just like tap out Podcasting Network and tag us in anything and everything dealing with Fight. It is very easy to find us because we're on Twitter at What's On Fight. We have an email. You can send us emails to our Gmail account. That is whatsonfight@gmail.com. You have any comments, questions, or anything like that? It's simple. Way to reach us. You can send us a text, you can call us, whatever you need to do on our Fight line, which is 702-907-3483, or the word Fight. And I'm kind of easy to reach. I'm on Twitter as well. It's finfishscu, same as my Gmail, finfishscu@gmail.com. Mr. Forfro, how can we find you?
So if you want to reach me on the Twitter machine, you can reach me at Mr. Forthro, spell it the Mr., M-I-S-T-E-R, put a 4-T-H in the middle, end it with R-O-W. You can also email me with that same username, just add it at gmail.com on the end as well.
And I really hope you enjoyed What's On Fight on the brand new Trending Topics Network. And we got some great other shows that you can listen to right here on the brand new Trending Topics Network.
Before we get that, we should tell everybody what we're reviewing next week. Oh, and, sure. And, just like you said, we forgot to actually pick a thing before we came on the air recording. So I'm going to spring this on you right away. I was looking and I was thinking, what if we, it's kind of topical, because of the, flooding, Houston, but, Booker T has a promotion on Fight TV called The Reality of Wrestling.
What?
So I was thinking, what if we, watch his promotion.
Gee, what? Where? I have not seen it. You kidding me, right?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh, Reality Fighting. I see Reality Fighting.
It's called The Reality of Wrestling.
No. I don't see it.
I remember seeing it, there just a little while ago.
Wrestling? Reality with wrestling? Ropes? No, I don't see Reality of Wrestling.
Alright, let's see if we can find it here.
No, they don't have it.
It was on the app. I know that much.
If you find it, let me know.
Okay. Well, we're gonna put that out there. So if we can find it, I know it was on the app. I know I saw it. Looks like the website sometimes doesn't kind of match up with the app sometimes. But yeah, so that's what I think we should review for next time. No, I'm still looking.
Yeah, we did not pick for this time.
Yeah.
We'll find you something good and great, people. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll put it out there on Twitter once we do find what we're going to be watching.
Yeah.
So definitely follow us there. Just in case, because I don't see Reality of Wrestling, but a lot of things are well hidden and within this thing they call Fight. But I guess I'll just run into the finish if you don't find it by then.
All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. You could enjoy other shows.
Oh. All right. Well, here's the reason why it looks like. It looks like it starts on September 9th on Fight TV. So that's in a week or so here. So that's the reason why it's not showing up. But by the time this comes out, it will be premiered.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
Super and duper, so that's what we're going to do. Episode 1, I imagine.
Yep. Okay. It's going to be kind of forced into that.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I thought it'd be timing and maybe give a little love to Booker T, everybody in the Houston, Texas area. Hope you guys are all doing well. And if we can help you at all get... a little bit of a distraction while you guys are watching or listening to this, sending all our thoughts out to anybody that it could be affected by that.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. And then most definitely I have to do, even if it's a shortened show, is talk about Lucha, because the season of Lucha Underground is ending here very quickly, and I need to get all this in. So stay out. Look out for Loot Chat. Currently, I'm doing Finn in the NYC. Kind of shitty because the Mae Young Classic Finals should be in Las Vegas on a Tuesday night. And I work nights, so how poetic. I'm going to be able to work in my own fucking town. But yes, Finn in the NYC. Me and Romeda Joe are going to break down the Mae Young Classic. So stay in tune and in touch with that. We got European Uppercut. European Perspective of American Pro Wrestling. I am in our Pick'em Leagues, I am number 2. I'm behind, Adam, who I met. We came out to Las Vegas, I got to meet him. We had some beers and such, so he's above me by 1 point. So, I'm slowly, getting up there. But. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
You got Spanish Announce Table. Live from Spanish Announce Table. I don't know what their catchphrase is. So.
Yeah. Hailing from Table Show Studios in Kansas City.
Hailing from Table Studios. Okay. I gotta get that down. WrestleCast is still on hiatus, so hopefully they come back here very soon. Get Wrestling Cheers, Hanging with Heavy, NFL Easy Picks, CFL Easy Picks, The Legends of Siren FM, Eurovision Showcase, The Test Experience, All Beers Inside, STFU. Don't forget to check out the TTN movies with Mr. Forfro there.
Yep, recording, at the time of recording this, gonna be recording that tonight with, my friend, so one or two episodes. Should be fun. Get to re-review, my favorite movie, so that's gonna be fun. As well as a wrestling movie too.
Yep.
So that should be interesting.
I have a new logo made for Odds On, cause I'm gonna start giving you the odds on the smaller pay-per-views. All by myself, so it wouldn't be too long of an episode. Just gonna give you the quick odds and who you should pick. I pick before I give the odds because I like to get my picks in early so the odds don't suggest my picking, and I haven't lost a bet yet. Any points?
Yeah, doing real well.
So that's what I have going for me. So look out, people. I'm slowly moving into first place. Select a cart, Skullbox podcast. And so much more. Every week someone's coming up with a brand new idea to put out there. So if you just follow the Trending Topics Network, you can get all of our great podcasts. And it looks like I am done fighting with Rocky Mountain Pro episodes 1 and 2. How about you?
I am good as well. So that's all we have to fight about this time. So until next time, please fight on.
All right. Sometimes I feel I'm against the ropes, fighting for my life. Give me just 1 second to rest. I'll come back with an open hand, right? I can't let circumstances get me down or knock me out. I've been in too many scuffles, way too many bouts. Fire is no mercy for the helpless in this life. Fight whatever hands you do. Should be ready to fight. Fight. Never surrender. Keep your guard up all the time. Fight. Always remember. Everything worth having is worth the fight. Here I am, still sticking to moving. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. My instincts tell me to just keep throwing the gym. In this life situation, sometimes get you down. But if you're not out, there's no excuses. Get up and fight now. Fire is no mercy for the helpless in this life. Fight. Whatever hands you do, you should be ready to fight. Fight. Never surrender. Keep your guard up all the time. Fight. Always remember, everything worth having is worth the fight. Get up and fight! I don't have the answers!